Hi, this is Franklin Taggart, and I am going to be talking to you today about a book I just finished reading called Still Power by a guy named Garrett Kramer. Garrett Kramer is a professional coach, and his primary group of people that he coaches are professional athletes and college athletes, helping them to create an exceptional mindset that helps their performance. And he's become very widely known, and he kind of goes against the grain of the types of psychology that we've been hearing about for about the last 30 or 40 years with regard to athletic performance, in that he is not trying to help people with willpower. He's not helping them to manipulate their situation. He's not helping them to control their circumstances of their performance. He's not helping them in any way to look at the circumstances other than to just understand that their mindset is the most important thing when it comes to their performance, you know, in their particular sport. And I think that Garrett has outlined an understanding called the three principles, as well as anyone that I've heard. The three principles was a psychological understanding that was discovered by a fellow named Sidney Banks back in the 70s. It's kind of a psycho-spiritual understanding in that it really helps people understand the foundations of our psychological and spiritual experiences here. And Sidney Banks discovered that there were three principles at work all of the time in our human experience. And the first one is called mind. And mind is the intelligent energy behind everything. Our mind is every bit as much a part of that energy as anything else. And it's like there's no separation between our mind and the principle of mind. Mind is an infinite source of clarity, groundedness, all of that. All of the things that we're looking for are already present within mind. And consciousness is the principle that helps people to have an experience. It's like you can't have an experience without being aware of it. And consciousness is the principle that allows us to have that. And then the third principle that Sidney Banks called the missing link was the principle of thought. Human beings are thinking constantly. We're thinking all the time, 100% of the time. And one of the things that happens is that thinking is what actually creates our psychological experience of life. Our emotions flow from that thinking that happens. And it's the power of thought, it's the principle of thought that is actually constructing moment by moment our felt experience of life. And consciousness makes that real to us, makes it seem real. It's not our circumstances that are causing our feelings. It is the principle of thought, moment by moment by moment, coming into life through consciousness. So when Sidney Banks discovered this, it was a very, you know, powerful experience for him. And in turn, it influenced a number of psychologists and people who were working in sociology and in social work. And Garrett Kramer found his way to the three principles. And he names a couple of mentors as being Richard Carlson, the guy who wrote Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And another one is George Pransky, who was the one who actually introduced Garrett to the principles. Three principles understanding is a very powerful understanding, and just that little shift in understanding that it's our thought that is creating our reality instead of our circumstances changes everything. Garrett's in the book, Still Power, talks about instead of willpower, athletes that are at their best when they're in a great state of mind. And that great state of mind comes when their thinking stills, their consciousness rises, and they get into a better state of feeling. When people are in a better state of feeling, they perform better. And so he helps athletes see that very plainly and very effectively. I think that Garrett's book is probably second only to Sydney Banks' book, The Missing Link, in explaining the principles and introducing them into the arena of sports. However, still power is not just for athletes. He's done a really good job of explaining universal principles that anybody can gain from and understand. So I would encourage you to check out the book Still Power by Garrett Kramer. He's got another book called The Path of No Resistance. I'm getting ready to start that one. I'll give a little bit of a report on that one after I'm finished with it. But he can be found at innersports.com, Garrett Kramer. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing a little bit about this. And I hope that you'll take a look at Still Power and also other materials that have to do with the three principles as discovered by Sydney Banks. I'm Franklin Taggart. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.